A college theology professor friend told me how startled he was when he began a sophomore class with St. Augustine's classic work, The City of God. Trying to get his students enthused, he said to them, "Look, right here on the first page, Augustus tells us the meaning of life. Everyone wants to know what the meaning of life is, don't they?" A hand went up, and a presumably very bored student announced, "No, not me. I don't want to know." I found myself recalling that story as I was thinking about today's gospel. Unlike the sophomore, Mary said yes. She didn't want to know what the Lord was asking of her. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." We're so used to this account of the Annunciation that we probably don't consider the fact that Mary was as endowed with freedom as any of the rest of us and could have said, "Thanks, but no thanks, not me. You'll have to find someone else." This gift of freedom that God gives us is most remarkable. God could have arranged the universe in such a way that all existence would know with certainty who the Creator was, and we would all understand and obey in every way because fundamentally we'd have no other choice. God, however, is love, and love is never coercive or manipulative. And so we have a God who, in order to save us, becomes one with us in taking on our human condition. We have a Lord and God, the ruler of all creation, who sends a messenger to Mary, asking for her cooperation in the work of our salvation. We have a God who comes not in thunder and power or pomp and majesty, but to an insignificant little village called Bethlehem, where there isn't even room at the inn. And so Jesus is born in a stable. We have an incarnational God, not a coercive God. The gift of freedom comes at a cost. As an American, as a former teacher of mass media, I love the guarantee that the First Amendment of our Constitution gives us for freedom of speech. I'd be a fool, however, not to acknowledge the downside of this privilege. Libelous supermarket tabloids, rampant pornography, trash TV, and 1,000 other outlets of corruption and deceit. I still say it's worth the price. God, I hope, looks at the freedom we have been given and believes it too is worth the price. Human freedom allows us to deny the existence of God if we want, or else to acknowledge God but remove God to the outer fringes of our consciousness. Freedom allows us to rearrange our priorities so that faith and hope and love are not always at the top of our lists. Freedom allows us to believe that we can get by with half measures or even pass the buck whenever we want. Mary didn't do any of that. She said a simple and unqualified yes to God, and look what happened as a result. Mary's is the most radical yes in all of human history. But over the centuries, others from Francis of Assisi to Mother Teresa to countless unknown people have said their yes to God and have, as a result, been given the strength and courage to act in ways that have transformed our world and made it better for us all. And right here, right now, it's our turn. No matter how young or old you are, how rich or how poor, how talented or how ordinary you consider yourself to be, if you don't believe that God is calling you, reaching out to you, sending you messages through the people and times and circumstances of your life, then I honestly don't think you're looking closely enough or listening hard enough. God, who loves you, is constantly inviting you to a more loving, honest, and authentic way of life. We need to dream big. This Christmas, bring the Lord into your heart and into your home with an unqualified yes. Can you imagine what a better world we would have if we all did it this year?